Welcome to UBP's 2020 Outlook podcast with Martin Müller, co-head of Swiss and Global Equity. Today, Martin will be giving us some insights on the benefits of the fintech revolution. Hello, Martin.
Hi, good morning.
So, Martin, do you think the fintech segment will offer a growing and diversified investment opportunity in 2020?
Yes, indeed. I think fintech is a very interesting space, and we have identified around 180 companies that are specializing in several areas of fintech, like global payments, financial IT infrastructure, networks, data. And this thematic is larger than some areas of the market, like real estate or utilities, for instance. In 2020 specifically, the opportunity will even be enlarged by some IPOs that we are expecting. For instance, Alibaba's Ant Financial could come to the market with a 50 billion value. It would be the size of an Uber, but also from PayPal, there could be an IPO from their payment systems.
And what about adoption rates in fintech?
Adoption rates are still relatively low, actually, in this space. We see estimates of around 33% currently worldwide. And interestingly is in some emerging markets like China and India, we have already higher fintech penetration and higher adoption compared to the developed world. So some of the developed countries like Japan also can still catch up with those more advanced economies. And we're expecting some structural support from the e-commerce growth, which is expected to grow from 12% of overall retail sales 2018 to around 18% in 3 years' time, and offering with that an around 20% growth rate. We also see a big opportunity in B2B or in business to business, where the fintech adoption rate is even smaller than on the private space. And here, especially the area of corporate payments, something that the companies can still create more value from.
And why are payments your preferred segment in this expanding sector?
Yeah, within payments, we find some well-established investment opportunities, profitable companies with high growth rates. Companies have been around for a long period of time and are benefiting from the fact that you still have 85% of global transactions cash and check based. And this is slowly changing into more card-based, more electronic payments, and providing growth rates of more than 10% year in, year out for these well-established companies. We have seen also in the history a remarkable resilience in periods of weaker economic growth, where the structurally driven growth overcompensating for any cyclical headwinds. Good example was the great financial crisis, where companies like MasterCard or Visa continued to grow their revenues. These companies are operating at very strong margins, and also for the future, we would see still revenue growth of more than 10% for them.
Mm-hmm. And do you see any other categories that could also offer attractive investment opportunities?
Yes, we think some areas like financial IT infrastructure, networks and security, but also applications like banking as a platform or banking as a service will continue to see significant growth in the next couple of years. And we find also here companies with more than 10% revenue growth and margins well ahead of 20%. So a lot of value creation also in this space.
And would you say fintech is a risky investment?
That's an interesting question, because if you compare it to some other new technologies, high growth areas, you would find that, of course, these kind of areas of the market show higher volatility and are typically riskier investments. However, here we have some underlying trends that I mentioned, like the e-commerce, the mobile payments, the low adoption rates that we were talking about. And these trends are very well understood. The companies are very profitable in the space, like I mentioned before. And you have a comparison to other new trends investment, like electrical vehicle charging, even 5G, which we know will be implemented. There's a lot of uncertainty around actually who will be the players, what is this time frame for implementing it. While if you compare it to fintech, you have very steady adoption rate improvement that is driving the growth in a very steady fashion. So I would say it's a lower risk compared to other parts of technology.
So what are the key takeaways investors should have in mind when starting 2020?
Well, as always, the outlook is somewhat uncertain, and we have a couple of positive points, like there could be solutions to trade war, Brexit, we still have continuous central bank support. On the other hand, we have a couple of negatives because we are still seeing earnings downgrades, and we still see some risks for the fiscal support that's expected not to come through to the same extent. So we would focus on value creation from companies. Central to our investment process there is to look at the cash flow return investment that companies are creating. And there we are actually back to the fintech thematic, because as I said, it's a large ecosystem, active players that are making very good levels of cash flow return investment. So a lot of value creation there. And hence we would be considering this an interesting thematic also for 2020.
Well, thank you very much, Martin. And thank you all for listening. More podcasts on UBPU's 2020 Outlook will follow in the coming days, so stay tuned.